Welcome back to the Robert Hutchins Show. I'm back after a week's hiatus, and I'm ready to rock and roll this evening. Actually, I was going to do a podcast on my take on marriage since I did my take on divorce recently, but considering some stuff that's come up recently, I believe I'm going to do it. I'm going to do tonight's show on job training and why it's important and that employers ought to really spend more time on job training. I realize that some of the training needs to involve on the job training, like you learn as you do, but there are certain things that one needs to know before they even start working with whatever they're working with, interacting with customers, clients, whatever. So that's what I was going to talk about tonight. Employers, train your people. Train your people before you actually turn them loose, especially when it involves clients. Clients will see through people who don't know what they're doing every single time. You cannot fake certain knowledge that you need to have to be able to interact with the clients, customers, whatever. They need to know this. They need to know the basic foundation. Yes, everything else the employee can learn as they go. But give them the basics. Give them an outline of what needs to take place, the steps, how they can need to handle certain situations, maybe even let them shadow someone else who has done that role in the past. That way they can see exactly how it works. But training, the knowledge of where to get certain maybe documents if they require that, if they have questions, who they can go to. Now, when they do have questions, you need to make sure whoever they go to is available. Don't just say, I've got people that you can go to get this information and you can ask questions, because a lot of times those people are so busy they don't have time themselves to answer questions. So it falls back on the managers. Managers need to pay attention to this. Managers need to know what's going on, and managers need to do the training and be able to answer the questions. If not, you need to consider getting someone else who does know what they're doing. If they know what they're doing, you don't have to worry about training. They've already got the experience. Now, if they've been out of it for a while and hadn't worked with a particular topic, subject matter, whatever, in a certain role, you can give them a pressure upper. But you need to know. You need to set the example by knowing yourself what to do before you give an assignment to somebody and put them in a particular role. Even if they know how to do other things that are not the exact same thing, you need to train them before you assign them any particular job duties to take over. Anyway, that's my two cents. I won't tell you where this came from, but just consider this podcast a little bit of venting in a nice way. And hopefully, if you're a manager somewhere, you will think before you give someone a certain role that you need to evaluate. And if your employee is saying, hey, I know nothing about this, I need information, I need training, you'll make sure they get it. Because I've been on the customer client side of things. I've done a particular job for many years and I've dealt with many clients. And whenever clients see someone that does not know what they are doing, they know it right away. You cannot fake that. There are certain things you can fake, but that you cannot fake the foundation. You cannot fake it. You either know it or you don't know it. Make sure your people know it. Give them the tools necessary to be able to learn something before you throw them out there and let them deal with customers, clients, whatever you want to call them. Until next time, I'm your host, Robert Hutchins, and later in the week, maybe this weekend, I will be doing another My Take On episode, and next time it's going to be my take on marriage since I've already done my take on divorce. Hope to see y'all next time. And if you have any questions, feel free to post them on Facebook, Twitter, email me. Facebook is a Robert Hutchins Show. Twitter is Coastal Bend Chat. For some reason, that hadn't changed yet, even though I asked for it to be changed. And email coastalbendchat@gmail.com. Thanks a lot, and thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you all next time.